Chapter 11 Legal Notices 2017 Evidence of Coverage for Optimo Medicare Value 210 Chapter 11 Legal Notices Chapter 11 Legal Notices Section 1 Notice About Governing Law 211 Section 2 Notice About Non-Discrimination 211 Section 3 Notice About Medicare Secondary Payer Subrogation Rights 211-017 Evidence of Coverage for Optimo Medicare Value 211 Chapter 11 Legal Notices Section 1 Notice About Governing Law Many laws apply to this evidence of coverage and some additional provisions may apply because they are required by law. This may affect your rights and responsibilities even if the laws are not included or explained in this document. The principal law that applies to this document is Title XVII of the Social Security Act and the regulations created under the Social Security Act by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. In addition, other federal laws may apply and, under certain circumstances, the laws of the state you live in. Section 2 Notice about non-discrimination. We don't discriminate based on race, ethnicity, national origin, color, religion, sex, gender, age, mental or physical disability, health status, claims experience, medical history, genetic information, evidence of insurability, or geographic location. All organizations that provide Medicare Advantage plans, like our plan, must obey federal laws against discrimination, including Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, the Age Discrimination Act of 1975, the Americans with Disabilities Act, Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act, all other laws that apply to organizations that get federal funding, and any other laws and rules that apply for any other reason. Section 3 Notice about Medicare Secondary Payer Subrogation Rights. We have the right and responsibility to collect for covered Medicare services for which Medicare is not the primary payer. According to CMS regulations at 42 CFR sections 422.108 and 423.462, Optimo Medicare Value, as a Medicare Advantage organization, will exercise the same rights of recovery that the Secretary exercises under CMS regulations in subparts B through D of Part 411 of 42 CFR and the rules established in this section supersede any state laws.